الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل سيروا في الأرض فلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لكم قلوب يعقلون بها أو آذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly tells the Quraysh, the people of Mecca, and generally the Quran is for all people for all time, that travel in the world and take lessons. And Allah ta'ala says, when you open your vision, then things open up. Allah says, La ta'amal, the eyes of the head are not blind, but the eyes of the heart are blind. So it's necessary that the eyes of the heart must open. Then a person sees things in their correct perspective. And this refers to generally all the people of the world. With the eyes of the head, we see our outward dunya's benefits, etc. And generally people just see the benefits of dunya. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know the outward of dunya. And whatever of things are today, how many things of comfort, ease, leisure have been made, which people are enjoying. They're all for outward, for the body, which and the body is also an outward thing. The real life is the life of the ruh, which is inside. And very, very few people's gaze is on the ruh. Otherwise, we are all worried of the body. For the body, how many hospitals, how many chemists, how many care centers, different types, all for the body. And for each part of the body, eye, nose, head, heart, lung, everything, so much. But for the ruh was intizam. And that is what Allah Ta'ala says, that open the eyes of the heart, and then you will see about the ruh, and you'll start worrying about the ruh. In fact, we who are sitting here, we are all, mashallah, Muslims, and we all believe in Allah, and we know that the ruh is there. But how many of us worry about our ruh? How many of us worry about our health? Got a headache? Take a Panado. You got this problem? Take that. Got that problem? Go and see the doctor. But about our ruh, how many of us are conscious of it also? So let us today undertake one journey like that, so that we also can open the hearts of our eyes. And these journeys we all must undertake. So generally, all of us are such. And there are three main categories that we have to discuss. One was before we came in this world. One is when we are in this world. And one is when we leave the world. And each one has got more details in it also. So briefly, and alhamdulillah, all our intelligent people use our intelligence and then think of the matter more. Don't just let it lie, just the bayan is done, and the bayan is over. But each one, because the details can't be discussed fully. And mashallah, everyone from his own side, his own input, his own insight, he sees it different also. And many people, mashallah, have got much more better idea of these realities also. So this is just to open up a subject. And then everyone can put his own input and then benefit for himself. So normally we take our life start when we are born. When my life started, when I was born, and that everyone knows his birthday, which day he was born. And that also very sadly one important lesson there also we should take. All of us know our birthday, when we were born. When were you born? He knows it. And Islamic date? MashaAllah, he knows. How many others know our Islamic date of birth? MashaAllah. There are a few people, MashaAllah. But that is what we should know. We are Muslims. What we should be giving preference to is the Islamic date of birth. How sad also it is, many times our students, we meet them after long, and then we ask, which year you graduated? 9 out of 10 cases is always the English date. Now, I'm an alim of deen and already graduated, but still we are just controlled by the Western system. Our own Islamic system, which we have to give preference, very few of us give preference. So anyway, we were not born on the day that we were born. Allah created our arwah, which is the real life. The life is not of this body. To understand that, Allah save us all, but a person gets very ill, he's in the ICU, then all machines are attached, pipes are attached, all monitoring him, the nurses running up and down, taking his blood pressure. Somebody said that in the hospital, when you fast asleep, the nurse will come wake you up to give you a sleeping tablet to sleep. And you are fast asleep, and they wake you up. You middle of your sleep, they come wake you up, blood pressure. This, yeah, this, there. Normally they say you go to the hospital, you have to have total rest. But they say in the hospital there is no rest. Because there all the time they busy with. Anyway, all those machines are on you. And how shall, when is this? Shall the ruh is in the body. No sooner the ruh leaves the body, now we say the person has died. All that machines, they unplug them now. All that fussing and running around and taking blood pressure, taking this, all that is all over now. So what was the real life of the ruh, not the body? But unfortunately, forget non-Muslims, we as Muslims also, we only focus on the body, not on the ruh. So this ruh was created, and only Allah knows how long before. And all the arwah, it is called alame arwah, the realm, the world of the arwah, where everyone from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah day, all the arwah were present. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented himself to the arwah. And he asked them, alastu bi rabbikum. Allah did not say, alastu bi ilahikum. Am I not your ilah? Am I not your Allah? Am I not your Rabb? Rabb? Alladhi rabbaka, who brings you up from in Allah Ta'ala, from nothingness into so much Allah makes us. Or like a little baby, ihsarim abaka liannahu rabbaka. Saying in Arabic, that respect your father because he brought you up. Mother brings you up, father brings you up. So anyway, from small, they make you big. They make you grow up. Somebody asked somebody in your town, were there any big people born? Famous big people. So he said, no, in our town only babies were born. But it's the baby who grows up there. And then some become famous, etc., whatever. So anyway, that is Rabb. Allah presents himself. There were no shops there. There were no offices, no factories, no farms, nothing. Everyone saw and realized that Allah is my creator, my nourisher, my sustainer, who looks not only after me, my feelings and my emotions also, who looks after my past, my present, and my future also. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. Everything is in the control of Allah. So, and he was there. And we all recognized this, and we didn't say, Na'am, that yes, Allah, you are our Rabb. But with stress, Bala, without any doubt, there is absolutely no doubt, you are our Rabb. So our lesson was taught to us there. Like in the class, the Ustaz teaches the lesson the whole year. Then end of the year, he takes the exams. So the lesson was taught there. And Allah sent us in this world to test us. This is Darul Imtihan. This is not the place where we get the results. Results are in the qabr. Akhirat, the results will come out. Many of us, we want our results here. Happy life, carefree life, life of enjoyments and pleasure. All that is not meant here. That is for the animals. That's for the kuffar. For the Muslims, those whose eyes have been opened and the eyes of the heart have been opened, they know the results going to come in akhirah. Yeah, it was a student who is studying, and he's a dedicated student. He attends classes properly. He studies hard. He doesn't get involved in all frivolous, useless actions, playing. And especially today, like mashallah, the ashar that were read out about women and involving with them. And today, even worse, the cell phone. And who doesn't get involved on the cell phone? One is to look at women haram, najais on the roads and shops and bazaars, etc. And the other one is on the phone, in the privacy of your house. And you are looking at all that filth and dirt. So one student is not like that, a dedicated student. So he doesn't get all the enjoyments and fun as what we understand. But end of the year, he succeeds. And he's a dedicated student, becomes then a very good alim, hafiz, qari, whatever it is, because he was dedicated. So, yeah, also, yeah, there is Darul Imtihan. There is not the place of natija, or the place of the results. That will start from the time of maut in the qabr and akhirah. So, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us for this imtihan. So anyway, there Allah gave us the lesson. And we were there, only Allah knows how many years. Only Allah knows. Then Allah Ta'ala made the body, our body, each one of us, in the womb of our mother. And to make the body, Allah has spent it over a period of 4 months roughly, in which the body is made in the womb of the mother. Till that time, there is no life. The mother, expecting mother, doesn't feel any movements in her body also. The body has been made. Now when the body is made complete, then Allah, which ruh is meant for which soul, which body, Allah takes that ruh and puts it there. Our bodies, our soul, were meant for this body of ours. It wasn't meant for some Chinese or African or European or somebody else. It was meant for us. And we had no choice in that. And Allah put that in there. And Allah Ta'ala's kindness, by and large, all of us, we were born Muslims. There may be some reverse, but by and large, we were born Muslims. We were born with this, with that ruh, that was a Muslim ruh. And that came into our body. The body is only the carrier. It is only the conveyance. Like you're going to go for Umrah. From home, you go by your car, you go by taxi, and that is only your conveyance till the airport. At the airport, you leave it behind. Now you're going on. Now you check in, then you get onto the flight. And that again is your conveyance only to reach the Jannah or wherever which way you are going. And then you leave it again. And finally, you go to Makkah Sharif, you go to Medina Sharif. So like that, this body of ours is only the conveyance. And the real inside is the real passenger, the ruh. What's the purpose of this talk is that me, first, all of us, we focus on our ruh, the real importance. That we have, that eyes, that of the heart open, and we see the importance of the ruh. And there is great detail in here how Allah Ta'ala made the child, the whole body, every part of the body, and how many, according to statistics, about 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. So 250,000 bodies are prepared every day, more or less. And 250,000 arwah come into those bodies. When the ruh comes in the body, now it's a living body. One of the things when an expecting mother goes for her checkups, they will ask her, are you feeling movements? If the child is moving, that's a good sign. That means there is life. Everything is in order. If she doesn't feel any movement, that means it will be a stillborn child that has got no life in it. So Allah Ta'ala puts that ruh. Now that ruh, 5 months in the, and there's so much detail, and each one of us, especially the ulama and other people also, all of us think of it, how we lived for 5 months in this, yakhluqukum fi butuni ummahatikum khalqam min ba'di khalqin fi zulumatin salas. Allah Ta'ala yakhluqukum fi al-mudari, continuously Allah is creating. Not once. If Allah just created one person like this, this human being, what a marvel, what an achievement. What's the qudrat of Allah? But not one, every day 250,000. And all, what every, somebody is an Indian, somebody is a Chinese, somebody is an Asian, somebody is an African, somebody is a European, all different Allah Ta'ala made. And all of them, Allahu Akbar. The details, there isn't time to go into all the details. All of us think that every one of us sitting here, the same 2 eyes we got, the same nose we got, the same 2 lips, 2 ears, 2 cheeks, but everyone is different. Twins also, that other people can't make the difference between the twins. The mother makes out, this is Ahmad, this is Muhammad, this is Fatima, this is Aisha. But other people can't make out the difference also. But there is some difference. And Allahu Akbar. Every person's fingerprints are different. In less than 1 square centimeter, to make so many designs, the artificial intelligence, AI, or computers, the biggest computers, will never be able to make so many designs. And which is used by so many departments of intelligence to identify a person. And not only the eye, the finger, the eyes also. You identify a person with the eyes also. Everyone's walking style is different. When somebody comes in, you don't see, but you know now who came in. Just because of how his habits are, you can make out. So what is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? We cannot imagine. And this is not 1, 2 things, so many things. Then this child is born, then it comes into this world now. And we say life has started now. Life starts when we are born. But as Muslims, we should know that life started long ago. And there was the preparation, the arwah were made, which is a real driving force. Then the body was made, and then Allah put the ruh in the body, then it came into this world. Now in this world, roughly between 60 and 70 is our lives are. It's between 60 and 70, the average lifespan. So yeah, we are here for this period, and at the beginning we are babies, toddlers. Nothing we can do. Our fist we can't open, fist is also closed. Eyes are also closed, slowly then the first open, the eyes open, small baby, and it can't even look for its own milk. The mother takes it, puts it on the breast, then the child starts drinking milk. And that also, what's the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? That Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى? Who is your Rabb, O Musa? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ أَدَى. My Rabb is that being that has made the plan of everything, designed everything. Not only the human being, which is fantastic. Insects, animals, what and what. all the plantations, trees, what and what. Allah created the outward form and then Allah puts it on its course. Which the ulama explained that, for example, human beings, baby is born. That baby never goes pecking in the ground for its rosy. It knows my rosy is in the breast of my mother. And a chicken is born of a hen. The chicken never goes to the hen to drink milk. It's born and by on its own, it starts pecking in the ground. It's not taught. Inspiration from Allah Ta'ala. خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah puts it on its course. And whole life now, that chicken, it won't go to university to learn how to earn its livelihood. It knows where my livelihood is. A fish will know where its livelihood is. Every creation of Allah, human beings also, you go to university school, then you get a matric, you get a degree, you'll be able to earn. Nothing like that. Allah puts everyone. University education and that, it's not long in the world. Before that, how the people should earn. And what rich people they were. How much they used to earn. And what their achievement. The buildings of the people of the past, which they are still, all records of all that building. How they built those buildings. The Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Masjid al-Nabawi. When there were no all this engineers and that. But how solid. Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba. How he built it. So all this, Allah put everything on its course. So anyway, then we came in this world as small little, just babies, then toddlers, then small children, then big children, then young children, then old children, then young men, young women. Then we became old and finally came the time to go again. Mm-hmm. By the age of 15, more or less, we gained physical maturity. We became physically matured. By the age of about 18, a boy's beard starts growing then, more or less every. Then by the age of about 25, he gets his mental maturity. And by the age of 40, he gets his spiritual maturity. And by the age of 40, he's already going down now. Commonly it is said also, by 40, go for a test. Have your heart tested, have cholesterol tested, and check up if everything is right. From there you start going down. So how much time have we got in this dunya? Somebody who calculated that those people who make ibadahs, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've created jinn and man only for one purpose, and that is my ibadahs. How much ibadah do we make? The purpose for which Allah created us. For those who do make their ibadahs properly, works out to about 3.5 years at the most 4 years. So every year is for 65 years average. And only less than 5 years is spent. Not for even 5%, how much is it? 3% or whatever. Our time for what Allah created us. Whereas, and Islam is that beautiful religion, that everything of our dunya also, our sleeping, eating, earning, spending, we just do it according to deen, with sincerity, and sariqa, proper sariqa of sunnah, that is also deen. It doesn't remain dunya. So our whole life can become deen. But it just needs that little bit of attention from our side. We just have to churn. And this Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah explained so beautifully that a railway station, which is a junction, that means where the trains go in different directions. When the train leaves the platform, then just a little bit outside, there is that one like a round circle with a handle. Before, manually they should pull it and changes the rails. This direction that now it's done automatically. So a train that was going in the north now goes to the south. A train that was going to the east now goes to the west. So this little change that comes. And a whole direction changes. So Allah Ta'ala puts us in this world. And if we just make that small change, Allah created us for his ibadahs. We are living just, We don't know the purpose of life also. Nobody ever really thinks also that the ruh is important. I have to focus on the ruh. And full attention is made for the body. In any town, anywhere in the whole world. For the body, how much? Go drive in the city center, or the supermarkets, or go to a big supermarket, or big, where all the shops are?
Malls.
Everything what is required for human beings is there. Not one shop for the soul. Wherever you go, and go out of town, all the resorts and that for the body, not for the soul. Hardly anything for the soul. And that was my duty, your duty, that we should realize this and we should make arrangement of shops, that is, dini, madrasas, khanqas, tablighi marakis, all for the deen. And how we can focus on our ruh, and how we can worry about our ruh. But even today, unfortunately, in our dini centers also, we don't focus on the ruh. The knowledge we will talk about, but the actual getting the people to think that the ruh is most important. The ruh is everything. That very seldom. So our life passes like that. Then after that, we go, when mort will come, we say the person has passed away. And what we say, it's finished. And here also a lesson that we should take. Perhaps most of us, we get news somebody has passed away. Today it comes commonly on the phone. That they notice that so-and-so has passed away. Some of the burial committees, Allah give them jazaa khair, they write, they read three times, Qul Huwa Allah. Some of them write it out also. But how many of us do that? To read three times, Qul Huwa Allah, whole Quran Sharif sawabs, you pass to that person. Mostly it is only a news item. Or may Allah save us all, we get news, somebody, family member, somebody of our town, is hospitalized, somebody accident, somebody this problem, that problem. We hear it and we say, oh, or just some remark we make. But a dua, how many of us make a dua? And Allahu Akbar, our deen is so complete. And this is the benefit of staying in the company of the Ahlullah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that when you hear some untoward news, somebody has passed away, some accident, somebody, whatever has happened. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then Hazrat said, and the dua doesn't finish there. In the hadith, the explanation comes further. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. And this can be read in different ways, according to Arabic grammar. Oh Allah, give us the reward in this musibat. It's a musibat, some whatever. فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Mort also the Quran refers to as a musibat. So whatever it is, you give us reward in this. In this illness that has taken place, all untoward things, accidents, they are like fright, we don't want it. But in there also there is reward. اللَّهُمَّ أَجُرْنَا فِي مُصِيبَتِنَا. And more important, وَخْلُفْنَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. And give us something more better in its return. Change the condition. So a dua you made. And then the ayat of the Quran completes, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those people who do this, on them is salawat from Allah. Salawat is actually only exclusive for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. But yeah, because of this amal, Allah Ta'ala says for these people also, that very special rahmat of Allah, a glimpse of it on them also. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. And Allah's rahmat also. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And these are the ones who are rightly guided. So if we read it, but how many of us read it? Then another very valuable dua comes in the hadith, when we hear any news which is untowards, which is not pleasing. Then read this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani, or read it in the plural, Alhamdulillah alladhi afana mimma btalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. It comes in the hadith sharif, a person who reads this dua, that musibah won't come to him. So you get saved of that. But for our own, for their benefits, read the first dua. For our own benefits, read the second dua. But we don't read any of the duas. And we heard of it many times. MashaAllah, there are some friends, they find out afterwards, what was that dua? Where can I find that dua? They want to read it. But most of us, we don't take note of it also. We don't just think of reading it also. So anyway, so we have come now in this dunya where we are tested. Then we go from this dunya to the next life. After this is Darul Imtihan. And now we come to Darul Natija, where you get your results in the akhirat. And this comes from the time of maut, how maut comes to a person. Allah rewards Qarisa Pirid Wasiqa Allahina Kafaru in the first ayahs about the kuffar, when they will be entering Jahannam, what will be their condition? We read it many times, we hear it many times, but we don't take any. And the second part, for the righteous people, when they will go to Jannah, or Hal Ataka Hadithul Ghashiyah, then first all the people of Jahannam, all their condition, and then the wonderful condition. So that will all come in the Akhirah. It will start from the time of maut. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. That heart that had prepared for akhirat. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Return to your Allah. You have pleased him well. He is well pleased with you. And then also appreciate first. Our Shaykh taught us first. He said, fadkhuli fi ibadi. Before you go to Jannah, go my special banda. My special Allah wala, who taught you the way to Jannah, go meet them first. Make the shukriya. Appreciate, and then wadkhuli jannati. Then go and enter Jannah. Or Jannah maze urane ki jaga. Then it is a place of enjoyment for that. But all that depends how we spend our time here. And our prime time of dunya is roughly about 10, 20 years. Then finish already. Or really it is zero. The time comes when you build your empire, everything. You build your house, you build your income, your shops, everything. More or less about 40. And 40 you start going down in life already. So hardly time here. And there forever and ever will be the enjoyment. And yeah, you did all this so that I mustn't suffer in life. In my old age, I must make sure I have a good income. And I must make sure my health is good. This is good. That is good. But in spite of that, what is this dunya? We are Muslims. And really, yeah, in South Africa, we won't know what the results is of this free life that is now. We say we got freedom in South Africa now. 94 elections and then, now there's freedom. This freedom, which we take the meaning of this terrible, like in the Ash'ar, what was read, this freedom of just looking at your eyes anywhere, doing what you want to at that. Copying the ways of the kuffar, it comes with all its baggage. It's not a pick and choose, that you just choose the way of life, and then you just enjoy that and nothing else. If you have drugs and you go on a high and that, it isn't just that. After that, the consequences of that. If you drink liquor and you take liquor and you enjoy your liquor and you like a person on top of the world, but what's the result of it? What's the health result? What's the financial implication? Everything. A person who humanizes, for example, enjoyment he thinks, but when he's AIDS, HIV, then what is his condition? So all that baggage also comes. So by the year 2060, then these people will have reached old age, 2050, 2060. Allah knows, if we go, when once we were in Portugal, the host, they were running an old age home also, one of the sons. So he took me to see the old age home. All non-Muslims and poor people, you only can pity them. What's their condition in that old age home? All different, how many people? Maybe there were hundreds, 150 people, I don't know. But what their condition was? And that, Allah forbid, it must not come in our lives. We must be very, very careful. And let's just think that if the time comes, inshallah, it never comes, Allah save us all. Like COVID time, how many people, good people, close their masjids completely? So if, and the West, they've determined that they're going to use our scholars to promote their agenda. So if they bring the day that Friday you can't make Jummah, it's too busy, your shops are open, everything, you must make Jummah on Sunday. And if the scholars promote all this, how many people are going to get saved from it? And what they promote, you must go with the flow. You must go with the public. You must be what the government wants you to do, you must do. If we go like that, then we all will be. And what call it? As far as deen is concerned, we will bring useless proofs from the Quran Sharif. What is the ayat? There isn't force on you in deen. La ikraha fi deen. It's not force that you must make Jummah on Jummah. You can't manage it in this country, very busy. All the people and customers come. How many non-Muslim customers come? They're not worried of your Jummah. So you must open your shop. And how many shops in the malls, the condition is, the hours what they have got, you have to comply with those hours. You can't say today is Ramzan and that, or today late I will open. If they want you to play music in your shop, you have to comply with that. So Allah save us. If that day have to come, that they say that the shops, Jummah you must, how many people will comply with that? And will make peace. So dunya we will look after, akhirat we don't worry. And where you make wus'at, open, accommodate this also, accommodate. The minute you open the doors of accommodation, then there's no limit to it. If you give free accommodation to people on the road, your whole building will be too small. Everyone will come. For deen also, if we start accommodating everyone, deen is one. We have to maintain that. So in the akhirah, there will be the qabr. And it will be either rawdatum min riyadh al-jannah or hafratum min kufarin nar. It will be either a garden of jannah or a pit of jahannam. Now just think a little bit. I'm in my qabr and till ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of qiyamah. If it is a garden of jannah, mashallah, you don't have to worry at all. And if it's a pit of jahannam, and you are all alone, you can't send any SOS, you can't send SMS, you can't get a emergency service, you can't get an ambulance to come help you, nobody. And Maulana Palanpuri, Jazahumullah Khair, gave a beautiful interpretation of maut. What is maut? He says, like now we are sitting here, if somebody comes and just brings the news that one car, somebody is breaking into the car. Few people will get up, will go and see or something. Some will take out their phone, phone the police, phone the neighborhood watch, whatever, we'll do something. You get sick, you take a tablet, you go to hospital, whatever you do, you want anything you do. Maut is the time you cannot do a thing. Everything is done on you. You can't do a thing. You can't wink, not a blink of the eye. Not a sign with your finger you can make. No signature you can. You can't do anything. And there now either it's going to be enjoyment in Jannah, in the qabr, or it's going to be punishment. And all that depends, and we have been given the choice here and now, how we live our lives. Which most important, check our iman. Is my iman in order or not? The most important. And the criteria of iman is not what people are saying. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. It's not your wishful thinking and your hoping that I got iman. But it is what Allah declares. And it is made clear in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Kitabs. Ulama explain it. What is the required iman? Everyone, that worry we must have. And so that is, according to that will be the life in the qabr. If it is enjoyment, it is one way enjoyment. And then after that will come the day of Qiyamah. And that will be after how many years? In Qiyamah Day, Kana Miqdaruhu 50,000 years. And on the day of Qiyam, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Everyone, everything of the day of Qiyamah, we have to pass through that. To pass through, to pull siras. Oh, it's not easy to pass through. And it's not a matter, we don't talk about it, so it doesn't matter. So it doesn't exist and we don't have to worry. And we don't prepare. What's going to happen to those people? If you don't prepare, you're sending your child to Cape Town, to send him to Medina Sharif, but no preparation. And you don't warn him of the dangers. There are crooks also. There are people who will come with the false pretenses. They will rob you of your money also. You must be careful. What will happen? So all this we have to, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? So that is, those are realities. So this journey, let us live this journey in our minds. That when Allah created our arwah, how Allah sent it to the body in the womb of the mother, how we came in this world, 60, 70 years, yeah. And after this, each one will have to go to our qabr. And everyone to his own qabr. And then what is going to happen to us? Even if husband and wife have to pass away together, and they bury them in one qabr, but there the matter will be separate for both. Everyone for himself. What will be our condition? And for how long in the qabr? We don't think about these things. Good people, we make 5 times namaz, but we don't, because of that, our namaz, we don't think of improving the quality. And namaz, if you are not careful, you become careless. And when you become careless, you lose out everything. If you are careful, you improve all the time. And one beautiful dua, Allah give us all tawfiq to make in namaz, when before we start namaz, all nafar, sunnah, namaz, for us also, اللهم آتني أفضل ما تؤتي عبادك الصالحين. Oh Allah, give us that which you give, the good, very good, what you give to your pious people. That person's namaz will improve. And the way to improve our namaz, the concentration, which is important. We all made Isha now. And we all said Allahu Akbar how many times? Those who were a bit early heard the Adhan also. Fortunate people reply to the Adhan. Many of us don't reply to the Adhan also. And unfortunately, good people, Adhan is carrying on and we talking. And not some important subject. Unnecessary. Just we make meeting. How are you? Assalamu alaikum. You all right? And just meeting. And Adhan is carrying on. No respect for Adhan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to respect. And then our namaz, how much concentration we have. This dua will help us a lot to build concentration in namaz. And another thing is, when we become conscious, which is in our control, the postures of namaz. When we will correct them, the concentration in namaz is directly proportionate to the postures being correct. And today, when we stand, our legs, we don't stand as is required. We don't raise our hands as required. We don't fasten them as required. Our ruku is not like that. Consequently, now we all made namaz. We made our prayers, we made sunnahs, we made witr, all the namazes. How many of us thought of Allah Ta'ala? How many of us connected with Allah Ta'ala? How many of us, when we, the greatest ibadah is namaz. And in namaz, the greatest praises of namaz, of Allah start there. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka. How many of us thought of Allah and the greatness of Allah, which is explained in this verse? But we just read it without no mind. We all made salam in the namaz. But in the salam, who did we make salam to? No niyat for anything. Not for the malaika, not the niyat of salam. We just made salam. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. What kind? So all this will come right when we become conscious of the ruh and the preparation for the ruh in the akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to work in that direction, to think and prepare, and then there will be that life. Qiyamah's day, 50,000 years. And the day Yom Ashublas Sarair, all secrets will be thrown open. Everyone will know. Qabr, you'll be all alone. Qiyamah Day, in front of everyone, everything. Anla illa man sab Allah. Qurban chai. How merciful is Allah. If you make tawbah, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explained to us, Allah doesn't order that the gunas must be destroyed and no record, nothing. Allah Himself destroys it. So that the malaika also cannot say, we did you a favor, your file, I destroyed your file. I got rid of your file. No, Allah Himself. And there is no sign left then. If we make the tawbah, istighfar, as is required, then after that, no sign of that guna. It can be even of hukukul ibad. That's also how Sharia has taught us. Fulfill the rights of people who have wronged. But Sharia has taught us also that Allah Ta'ala, you can hand that also over to Allah Ta'ala. So a person, there is no, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, nobody can ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. It is said of Bahlul, who was a majzub, that once in city center, he was wailing and mourning. People asked him, what's wrong, Majlub, Bahlul? Somebody troubling you, somebody harming you, what's wrong? He said, I'm trying to broker a peace deal between Allah and the creation. And he said, Allah is prepared. Just tell them to buy tawbah. And I forgive immediately. But the people don't want to. And what is tawbah? To correct your life. Not only that you hit your cheeks and say tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. That is not tawbah. That you change your life now. But people are not prepared to do that. So next day he found him again in the Qabristan wailing and mourning. Today what's your problem, Bahlul? He said that I'm making a peace deal between Allah and his creation. The creation are all now, or the Qabristan people are prepared to change their life. Sami'na wa... وَأَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Now we'll go back and we'll do righteous deeds. Now we won't go into all that gunas. Now we have seen and we have heard and we are clear now about the matter. But Allah says the doors of Tawbah have been closed now. Until Maut, the doors of Tawbah are open. And for all people, till when the clear signs of Qiyamah, when the sun will rise in the west, in the east, the sun rises in the east now. When it will rise in the west, it will be the longest night. People will get tired. Till then, still Tawbah will be accepted. The next morning, doors of Tawbah will be closed for all people. So let us make Tawbah. Let us turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we make our life of Akhirah. In that, consider our family, our children, our associates, our friends, all make an effort. That is our duty. It's not only my duty to make my namaz, it's my duty to get my whole family also, my friends also. There must be a mustaqil, there must be, every Muslim, by the way, must invite towards good. And every Muslim community, there must be one dedicated jamaat, whose only work is to call towards good. We don't have that at all. It was in Saudi until lately, they abolished that also. There is no jamaat of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, which is a faraz on every community to have. And if to understand it easy, all of us, for our toilets at home, workplace, etc., we got dedicated people to clean the toilets. So, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, says, in your Darul Ulooms, you got people to clean your toilets, you understand the importance. But to clean the heart, people who are dedicated, that their work is only, and the whole community must see to their expenses and all that. But their work must be only Amal bir Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. We are far, far from that also. Allah make us maaf. Let us turn to Allah. The journey is a long journey. Allah open the heart, the eyes of the heart, and let us see the reality of matters that will come and that is going to happen in the future, in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah. And then no choice either we will be put on the road of Jannah and we'll go. May Allah grant it to all of us, all our family who have gone in the past, who are present, who will be coming in the future, and otherwise Allah save us. We just hear the Quranic ayats about Jahannam, which we don't pay attention to. It sends shivers through a person, what it will be like. And it can be me, it can be anyone. Allah protect us. Allah make fazl on us. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness.